This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 14th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Google, or Spotify. You can also leave us some feedback at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today, we're going to look at Paul Goldschmidt and how he deserves a discussion because he's just been on the leaderboards every day. Michael Harris is next. Looks like he's settling in and making his case for Rookie of the Year. We're going to end it off with Michael A. Taylor, who is putting up some of the best numbers of his nine-season Major League career. But first, we're going to look at the leaderboards from the 14th. And then first for top exit velocity is Ahmed Rosario at 115.8 miles per hour. Shohei Ohtani's in second at 114.4. Josh Naylor in third at 112.4 miles per hour. Teoscar Hernandez is in fourth at 111.8 miles per hour. And Oscar Gonzalez in fifth at 111.6 miles per hour. That's three Guardians in the top five for exit velocity on the 14th. Top distance belongs to Rafael Devers with a 439-foot bomb. Charlie Blackman is in second with 437 feet. Marcell Ozuna is in third at 432 feet. Paul Goldschmidt holds the four and five spots, topping out at 424 feet. Top pitch velocity belongs to Camilo Duvall, topping out at 102.6 miles per hour. Emmanuel Clase is in second at 101.8 miles per hour. Camilo Duvall holds the three through five spots at 101.2 in the number three spot. Swing and misses belongs mostly to Logan Webb with a count of 20. Tyler Mahle is in second with a count of 18. And Chris Bassett in third with a count of 16. So the Cardinals had a doubleheader against the Pirates yesterday. In the first game that they won 9-1 in St. Louis, Paul Goldschmidt goes 4-for-4 with two home runs, five RBIs, one walk, three runs scored. He had four hard hit balls in that game. In the nightcap, he also went 2-for-4 with one home run, three RBIs, one run scored, bringing his average to .338 on the season, his OPS to 1.030. He also had two hard hit balls in that game. Now, Paul Goldschmidt has slowly but surely climbed his ways up the weighted on base average leaderboards, and he now sits in first at 456, ahead of Taylor Ward, who is leading the league earlier this year. Paul Goldschmidt has been crushing it in his last 10 games, where he has seen 48 plate appearances. In those 48 plate appearances, he has 14 hits, four of those are homers, 11 runs scored, 9 RBIs. He has an average of .350 in the last 10 games, slugging .700 with a weighted on base average of .485 and a WRC plus of .219. Walk rate of 14.6%, a K rate of 12.5%. In the 10 games prior to that, so May 24th to June 3rd, he had 14 hits and 44 plate appearances, batting .400, slugging .886, weighted on base average of .574, and a WRC plus of .279. Walk rate of 20.5%, a K rate of 25.0%. In that tenure, he had five home runs, 11 runs scored, 14 RBIs. So Goldschmidt is posting some of the best numbers of his career. 2022 is his 12th big league season, and this year he has an average of .349, slugging .642 with a weighted on base average of .456, like I mentioned earlier, WRC plus of .200, and a WAR of 3.6 for the Cardinals. 16 home runs, 47 runs scored, 56 RBIs, a walk rate of 12.6%, a K rate of 18.6%. Goldschmidt is lights out. Hopefully he keeps it up, and this could be an MVP year for him. Moving on to Michael Harris, who has been posting stellar numbers as a rookie in the league since he was brought up from the Braves' AA affiliate team. In the Braves' 10-4 win over the Nationals in D.C., Michael Harris went 3-for-5 with one home run, two RBIs, one run scored, bringing his OPS to .878 so far on the year. He had three hard hit balls on the night. In his last 10 games, he has 13 hits and 39 plate appearances, two home runs, seven runs scored, six RBIs, two stolen bases, averaging .342, slugging .658, weighted on base average of .432 and a WRC plus of .178. Walk rate a little low at 2.6%, K rate sitting right at 17.9%. great last 10 games for him. And the games prior to that, which he only had seven of, seeing how he was brought up on May 28th, he had seven hits in 26 plate appearances, zero home runs, four runs scored, three RBIs, averaging .280, slugging .360, weighted on base average of .295, and a WRC plus of 86, walk rate of 3.8%, K rate of 26.9%. So I'm sure he would like to see that walk rate rise a bit, but you can't complain when you've only had 65 plate appearances on the year. With such a low amount of plate appearances, he has two home runs, batting .317, slugging .540, weighted on base average of .377, a WRC plus of 41, and a WAR of 0.9. In 17 games played, that's great numbers for anybody, but especially for a rookie. Keep it up, Michael Harris. Moving on to another Michael, Michael A. Taylor, who has been heating up since he was returned from the COVID IL last night in the Royals' 4-2 loss over the Giants in San Francisco. Taylor went 2-for-3, bringing his average to .280 on the year and his OPS to .779. Now, he started to play in the league again on June 4th after being placed on the IL on May 19th. In his last 10 games, he has 13 hits and 37 plate appearances. Two of those were home runs, five runs scored, five RBIs, averaging .419, slugging .645 with a weighted on base average of .481 and a WRC plus of .221, walk rate of 10.8%, a K rate of 16.2%. In the 10 games prior to that, before he was placed on the IL, he had 9 hits and 38 plate appearances, 0 home runs, 5 runs scored, 4 RBIs, batting .273, slugging .394 with a weighted on base average of .340 and a WRC plus of .122. His walk rate was 13.2%, his K rate was 26.3%. Now, he has had a gap. He is in his ninth major league season, but he's posting some of the best numbers of his career this year. He's batting .280, has 4 home runs and 154 plate appearances, slugging .409 with a weighted on base average of .346, WRC plus of .126, and a WAR of .9. Something important to note is that his contact rate on the year is 76.5%. Couple that with a weighted on base average of .347, and that looks pretty good. Not to mention, he was second in the MLB last year in outs above average. So keep that top of mind. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, subscribe to it, share it, leave some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.